I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Monday, October 23. Coming up, development of more cities to ease urban overflow in Kingston, Jamaica and China formalize agreement to collaborate in sports, and government gives consideration to climate smart housing. The news in detail after the break.
Conditions are favorable for an increase in the beet armyworm population. Farmers, act early to prevent damage from the pest. Monitor escallion, onion, and other crops twice per week to look for egg sacs. Install pheromone traps, handpick pests where practical. Apply appropriate insecticides at egg hatching stage and harvest all mature escallion. Let's work together to keep the beet armyworm population low. For more information, contact your nearest RADA office or call 1-888-275-7232.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the development of more cities in Jamaica will ease the urban overflow in Kingston. Mr. Holness says the government is looking to streamline the process of urbanizing rural town centers using the Morant Bay Town Center as a blueprint. He also notes that this deliberate approach to urban development will present a number of opportunities for residents as well as businesses.
The rapid urbanization we are seeing is putting increased pressure on the capacity of the public and private sector to deliver the housing needs of Jamaica. This creates the perfect environment for informal settlements to flourish. Addressing this challenge of informal settlements given an urban context requires a multi-pronged approach to include strategies that increase the supply of affordable housing solutions.
Prime Minister Holness was speaking at the Regional Housing Conference held recently in Montego Bay. The governments of Jamaica and China have formalized their commitment to collaborate in the area of sports. At a ceremony earlier today, representatives of both governments signed a letter of exchange for the provision of coaching and sport equipment to Jamaica for 7 sporting disciplines. Under the agreement, the government of China will send a team of coaches to Jamaica to work with athletes and coaches in swimming, synchronized swimming, badminton, gymnastics, volleyball, football, and basketball. Sports Minister Olivia Grange says Jamaica will also send coaches and athletes to China under the agreement.
The project will be for a 3-year period, 2018 to 2020. And during the life of the project, Jamaica will send to China 138 athletes, in addition to coaches and other support personnel, where they will reside for about 2 months and will experience training and competition in China.
The agreement is valued at approximately $7 million. The first assignment of Chinese coaches is slated to arrive January next year. With global temperatures expected to continue rising, the government is giving consideration to the construction of climate-smart houses. Minister with responsibility for housing, Dr. Horace Chang, says increased conversations around the use of technology to assist in land selection, spatial planning and housing design provide impetus for the administration to incorporate greater scientific inputs in future developments.
Jamaica will continue to experience warmer temperatures, and it is projected by 2023, if we continue as we are, a mere 6 years from now, our coolest day will be hotter than the hottest one we have in this year. Of course, we'll hope we take steps to try and mitigate that development. The environment across the regions, agencies have served a clear warning to the government that it must take heed and build homes that are smarter and more suited to warm temperatures.
Dr. Chang was delivering remarks to close the 2017 Regional Housing Conference in Montego Bay recently. The inaugural conference, hosted by the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, is the first to be convened in the Caribbean. And the capacity of judges and court staff to deliver justice to the public has been bolstered following the recent introduction of a training institution for members of the judiciary. The Judicial Education Institute was officially launched during a ceremony at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel on Friday. The institution was established to formalize and structure training and sensitization sessions in the courts. It's aimed at developing the capacity of judges and court staff to administer justice in a public-friendly and trustworthy manner while tackling the developing criminal landscape. Chargé d'affaires for the United States Embassy Eric Kant says with the launch of the Institute, the government is showing its commitment to bold and necessary reforms that will lead to a more efficient justice system.
With the Judicial Education Institute, we hope to improve procedural fairness, we hope to better manage caseload, and we hope to increase the overall efficiency of the court in adjudicating criminal cases.
Mr. Kant was addressing the launch of the Judicial Education Institute. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.